76.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, the good news is if you're having a rough one, it's hump day. Yep, and we can see over the other side. In fact, we're into Thursday. The weekend is oh so close. But really, it's an upside-down, lopsided world, so probably most of you don't work 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. In fact, listening now, I want to embrace and applaud, woohoo, all of you third shifters. Proudly, I can say there are about 30 million people up right now, and who knows how many of them are listening to America Tonight. But I know a bunch of them. And my friends in Georgetown, Kentucky, they're there at the Toyota plant, and a lot of other people are working just like they are, some of them getting off right about now. So here's the scoop. We're going to talk about Janet Napolitano for a second at the top because she was grilled on the Hill again. It's easy pickings here because how can you not criticize what's happened with Fast and Furious? I mean, for goodness sake, even the Justice Department itself is critical about the operation because they're saying they didn't know anything about it, meaning the Attorney General, Eric Holder, is claiming he had a blind eye and didn't know anything until a Border Patrol agent showed up dead and the weapons that killed him were the weapons that were part of this ATF op. So specifically, what Napolitano said, I'll sum it up for you. She said her agents were told to stand down in what she called, stand down, a very troublesome operation. Troublesome, you think? I have a few other words I could use for that instead of troublesome. But anyway, so she says it was an ATF operation under the auspices of the Justice Department, not her department. She's saying, don't look at me. Don't come to Homeland Security. What did I know? And she was pressed as to why she didn't know more in the wake of the Border Patrol agent, Brian Terry, who was killed in December. How come she didn't know more about what was going on? She said she never even spoke to Eric Holder about Fast and Furious. Never. And so that prompted several of the congresspeople to say, look, there has to be better communication, so somebody could say, this is a crazy idea. You're giving guns to drug smugglers that are going to come back and be used on our own people. I just find it so hard to believe. Do we have that many dummies running around? How could you be in a meeting and no one question that? And I don't believe that this didn't go up the flagpole. It just does not make sense. And I don't think this is going away anytime soon. In case you just tuned in and you have no idea what I'm talking about, Fast and Furious, what the objective of that was to target major gun runners in Arizona by following the guns, following the people who got the guns to the Mexican cartel. But the weapons ended up at crime scenes in Mexico and the United States. Fast and the Furious was kicked in 2009. So she was asked about it constantly, what she knew, what the Justice Department knew, why isn't there communication, all kinds of things. Daryl Issa, the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, who's like a dog with a bone, he does not want to let this go. He's been after this for months. He's heading up this investigation into the program. And now you got Republicans and Democrats who are either on the same side or divided like normal over the direction of where they're going with this. The bottom line is only this. Does Eric Holder lose his job over this or no? Does the claims of I didn't know, even though we've got memos and here's what you said on tape in 2009, does that just go away or does he get pushed out? Does he get pushed out? I think he's going to hang on And I think he's going to try, and the administration is going to protect him, and he's going to try not to get pushed out. And he probably, in the end, it's more of a dog and pony show, but he doesn't end up getting pink slipped. And that's wrong. If I were the families of the customs agent, Jamie Zapata, or the Border Patrol agent that was either one of them killed as a result of this op, meaning the guns that were used in this, I would be furious, and I would press this up every single way I could. I really, really would. It wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about polls, would it? So trust me, we will dive in to the polls that really still have Kane on top, except for a few where Mitt Romney, who is neck and neck with him, I mean, they keep kind of going back and forth. He still has the lead in most of them. And Rick Perry, his fortunes have totally gone in the opposite direction. He's in single digits now. But just because you're in single digits, do you step away? If you're pumping money into it and you're making all these campaign stops and you're trying to run a state and you see that you're not really getting any traction after a while, when do you say, when? I'm done. This was my chance, but I don't see it. I'm going to bail. You know, and here's a great question, and one we'll absolutely talk about. Who's the first to bail? Of all the Republicans that have been there for the debates, who's the first to bail? Is it Newt Gingrich? Rick Santorum? Is it John Huntsman? Who do you think goes first? And maybe a few others end up jumping into this, too. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, right around the bend, you got to copy this phone number for me, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. For those of you who are doing the chat thing with me, if you go to americatonight.net, you'll see I'm waving right now. Woohoo! You can chat a question to Harry Rinker. He's the guru of all things collectible. I forget how many books he's written, but it's amazing. And there's almost really nothing that stumps Harry. And he'll give you a value of whatever it is that you're calling about. And it really can be anything that people are collecting, from the obvious things like coins and stamps and whatnot to some things that might not be as obvious to some people. You know, it's amazing what people will collect. I met a guy one time who I am not kidding, collected paper clips. I don't know, maybe you have too much time on your hand if you're collecting paper clips. I used to collect, just because I got so many, I used to collect postcards. People would send me postcards from all over the place, and it was kind of cool. And in fact, I'm going to encourage any of you, if you go somewhere exciting and you want to send America Tonight a postcard, oh, please do. We'll give you the address. It's easy. GCN. It's in Minnesota. You can find it. But if you go to the website, you'll see it. And I'll post it on the other website, too. And I had a huge wall filled with postcards. So by virtue of that, I ended up collecting postcards. So he's in the wings. If you have anything you collect and you want to talk to the man, 800-259-5791. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Greetings again. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. You know, I have the same crystal ball that you have when it comes to what's just around the corner. But we both know that there's nothing on the financial horizon that looks very good. The single measure of good news is that precious metals continue to outperform everything else out there. Right now is the time to take a hard look. Pricing is more attractive now than it's been in many months. Historically and traditionally, this is when prices rise the fastest. They haven't, and opportunity's knocking. Please give me a call, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise you an informative, no pressure, no nonsense conversation. We might even have some grins. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. Just make that call. Thanks.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid, the matches are safe inside, and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
Twice a month, the guru of all things collectible, Harry Rinker, joins me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight to talk about what's going on in the industry. And, of course, field your calls. Most importantly, jump on this number if you want to get in. Don't wait. 800-259-5791. Harry has a show on the GCN network as well. Harry, how's your show going?
Well, we're in year six, so I'm still plugging away again.
Good.
Towards year seven. And, you know, we're on every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7, 9 Central here on the GCN Live. It's kind of like, well, you know, there's a lot of interest in antiques and collectibles out there right now. The TV networks, once again, are running a whole lot of shows about this type. And the current economy, of course, people are always looking for what can I sell to try to get money. It's really, strangely enough, a buyer's market more so than a seller's market in my field right now. If you have cash, you're a king.
Yeah, cash is king everywhere. Hey, right off the bat.
But it is, actually, Kate. I've never seen prices as low as they are right now. I mean,
yeah.
Not in every category, but in most categories, you're paying today in 2011 what things were selling for in the mid-70s. They're not going to go lower. I mean, there isn't any margin to go lower. And there's a lot of people out there buying. I mean, I just was down yesterday to the Lake Odessa Antique Mall in Lake Odessa, Michigan, which sounds like the middle of nowhere. It's only open 3 days a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays and Sundays, and it's packed with merchandise. People are in there buying. Not a lot of stuff, not real high-end stuff, decorative stuff, stuff to just sit around. You know, Christmas is coming, and so there's a lot of holiday decoration, but there is this emphasis on nostalgia, this looking backwards, this, you know, everybody wanting something around that makes you feel good about the past.
Sure.
And so, you know, the average sale in antique malls, which was once $35, $45, is more in the $12 to $15 to $18 range these days, but still and all stuff is flowing out the door.
Yeah. Good news for people who are selling. We've got a caller. We have Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, Kate. I have a question for Harry, if I might.
Yeah, hi, Dale. What you got?
Harry, I've got a lot of mason jars
yeah.
that my parents use for canning. I've got a couple amber ones, I understand, that are rare. And then I've got a lot of blue ones that, but most of them, unfortunately, have the wire hinge that has deteriorated to the point they don't work very good. Is there any money in those?
Chances are not as much as you might think. You're absolutely right. The old mason jars, the ones that have a screw top or the ones mm-hmm. that have the screw top with a cap, those are fairly common. The ones with a bail handle are a little bit less common. If they're the standard quart size, chances are you probably don't have more than a buck or two. The fruit jar collecting craze, which was huge in the 60s and 70s and 80s, of course, has fallen on hard times. The fruit jar collectors have gotten old, and most of the major ones have died off. There is what is called a Red Book of Fruit Jar Values. It's by a guy today, I think, named Ledacre. I actually haven't talked to him in a couple of years. You reminded me that maybe I should get in touch with him and find out what's going on. Are there $100 fruit jars? There are out in the marketplace. The color isn't as important as the company and the size. The larger fruit jars, the quart jars, the half pints are more than the ordinary jars. But my guess is that you probably have fruit jars in the 50 cents to buck range.
Well,
yeah. Well,
carrying is my bag, so
yeah. Well, the thing is that you could always put the amber ones up on eBay. Strangely enough, eBay, at least the collectible side of eBay, got started thanks to the bottle and the fruit jar people.
Hmm.
A lot of people don't know that about the history of eBay, but they were the first group of people that migrated to the internet to sell stuff, and they used eBay, and the rest is history, as they say in my business.
Well,
is
ball and mason jar, is that
those are the most
recognized
common name? No, those are the most common. And one of the things you have to be real careful with the mason jars is people always see Mason 1854 and all the rest of that. That was used on jars as late as the 1920s and 30s.
Huh.
Now, what you could do is if you go down to the public library, you might get lucky and get an old price guide to fruit jars. There was one by a fellow named Schroeder, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R, Schroeder's Guide to Fruit Jars. And that was around in a lot of library holdings. The only way to use that is the prices, of course, aren't reliable, but the rarity scale is. If you find a fruit jar in there that's among the more expensive, then it's among the scarcer ones to find, and therefore the chances are it may have some value. But the most common companies are Mason and Ball.
Well, I think what you're telling me, Harry, is I'm not getting rich tomorrow.
No.
No, what I'm telling you is you've got a lot of great spaghetti holders.
Play the Powerball. Thanks,
yeah,
Dale.
Thanks, Harry.
Yeah.
We move to Dennis in Connecticut. Hey, Dennis.
Hey, hi. How are you? What you got?
Well, I have one of the original Singer portable electric cello machines not used.
If it's an early portable electric, it may have some value for display purposes. If it's got a big old cast iron machine with a lot of paint and design on it, you might get $35 to $50 for it. Reconditioned, I see them at antique shows for $75. If it's in really rough shape, it has little to no value.
Oh, it's a brand spanking new, never been used.
Yeah, but here's the name of the game. Nobody else is going to use it today either. The Singer sewing machine that everybody is looking for is a little portable called a Featherweight, if it would say Singer Featherweight on it. Those are small, compact little machines, and the people that have mobile homes love them because they don't take up a lot of space, and they can use them while they're on the road to do minor repairs and so forth, sewing repairs. And those machines get into the hundreds of bucks very quickly. But the standard old big home Singer portable machines, there's just no collector market for them.
Yeah, all right.
You know my favorite phrase for them, right? If you own a boat, you got an anchor.
Yeah, that's too bad because that's probably a beautiful machine. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Dennis. That's,
well, you know, now the old treadle machines, Kate, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the old one,
yeah.
Ones that Grandma had.
Sure.
They'll bring 85 to 100 and a quarter, sometimes a little bit more if the side iron is very elaborate, the braces that hold the machine up. They'll bring a little bit more money, but not as much as they used to. That look is kind of quiet at the moment. Now, you know, everything comes around and goes around in my trade. At least that's what they used to say. It's not as true as it should be. But as we approach the American 250th anniversary, you ready for this? We're closer to it than we are to the bicentennial at this point. 2026 is the big year. In the 2020s, the country look is going to come back with a gusto, decorator-wise. And all
really?
That stuff is going to get hot.
All right, you heard it here first. Harry, somebody wants to send you a letter with a picture so you can look at it. What do they have to do?
Yeah, okay. Email address, Harry L. Rinker. My full name with my middle initial, HARRYLRINKER, at AOL.com. Now, Kate, please have them begin the email, I listen to America Tonight. And give
Absolutely.
Us the name of the station call letter so I know to get it in the America Tonight mailbag.
All right, thanks, Harry. Good stuff. We'll talk to you again in 2 weeks.
You got, yep, you bet. Take care, Kate.
All right, you too. Tell you what, you heard there, you never know what's going to come up, whether it's mason jars or here we had the sewing machine. It's funny that Dennis brought that up. There was an estate sale around the corner for me, and the woman had just great stuff in her house that she was selling. Somebody was selling for her. And they had a sewing machine, like kind of like what he described, but it was ornate, that side iron that he mentioned, and I think that they priced it at $125, something like that. You know what it's worth is what you can get for it. That's what Harry used to say. Whatever it is that you can get for it. And you notice that there are still a lot of yard sales. I know it's getting colder in the Northeast, but in some of the warm weather areas, there's still a lot of garage sales, yard sales, that are popping up right and left with bicycles or clothes or furniture, that kind of stuff. So people do that first, try to go through and sell some of their stuff, and then they trash it is what's happening, because I've just noticed that it's been that way for maybe about 2 years or so. I never used to see so many signs for that, but probably in your own neighborhoods when you're driving around, you notice that on Saturday and Sunday. Coming up, you're not going to believe what the Madoffs tried to do, after the Ponzi scheme arrest, or actually even before that, there was conversation about it. I'm going to tell you next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
News, in case you haven't heard, are you ready for this? You know what? I don't see that there's going to be an outpouring of sympathy, and I hate to say it, but it's the truth. When I first read this, I thought, maybe this is just some gossip nonsense stuff. But the wife of Bernie Madoff said that the couple tried to kill themselves after he admitted that he'd stolen billions of dollars in the largest Ponzi scheme in the history of the United States. So, I'm sorry, bailing and not facing the music after dishing out so much pain to so many people. The story, again, I can't imagine that it's going to elicit a lot of sympathy. Ruth Madoff is going to be on 60 Minutes, so that's why this started to eke out. It's the first time that she's spoken since December of 2008, since the arrest. And they were getting, of course, hate mail and phone calls, and they couldn't take it because this was the couple that was beloved in New York society and in many Jewish circles where the Madoffs were giving money to charities and started charities in, you know, that were connected to synagogues and Jewish organizations and whatnot. So the way it went down supposedly is they were just so depressed. She just thought, I can't do it anymore. So she took a bunch of pills, including Ambien, but they woke up the next day. We tried to kill ourselves, but it didn't work. We tried to build billions out of people's wallets. That did work. And, you know, remember the son hung himself last year on the anniversary of his father's arrest, and he had swallowed sleeping pills, and he had a failed suicide attempt, too, before that happened. And it just seems like this didn't happen that long ago. But it did. I mean, we're talking about 3 years ago. He cheated thousands of investors. He's gone for life because he got the 150-year prison sentence. He's in his 70s. He ran the scheme for two decades using his investment company to cheat. I already mentioned charities or celebrities and other people. And, you know, sometimes the people weren't super wealthy people that happened to. And they didn't all know the connection to Madoff, because that's how investing sometimes works. And they had an incredibly lavish lifestyle. The losses are about $20 billion. So it's definitely the biggest investment fraud in history. Yeah, no question about that. And I don't think, I mean, you know, here she is on 60 Minutes. There's a curiosity, I'm sure. But I don't think a lot of people have a lot of sympathy. You know, my question is, and I don't know that she knew anything. I bet a lot of it, or she chose not to know, well, what's coming in, how's all this money coming in, you know, when everybody else is losing money in the market, how are you getting these great returns? I don't know that she, quotes, knew. The son's different story. How are these people involved in the business and they have no idea? They just, it's like the Eric Holder defense. I had no idea they were running guns, even though there were memos that were sent to me. I just turned a blind eye. I don't find that to be believable. With the wife, maybe. Maybe with the wife, not because she doesn't care. She's not involved in the business, whatever. She doesn't know. But the other people around Bernie Madoff, and that was really what the Justice Department was trying to get, the SEC. They're trying to get the people around him, who was it who knew whatever had gone on. So interesting that they tried to bail. She tried to bail, and, you know, I guess he was going to try to bail, and it did not happen. All the outsourcing that we do in the United States, I mean, so much so that it became a television show, and so many jokes have been made about it, you know, with the accents, the Indian accents or whatever, to prove the point, you know, just nailing it that, oh, so many of the call centers are in India and whatnot. Well, one out of every five Americans lives in a suburb, some kind of community, small town, whatever, that pays for a profit company. They pay for it to install and operate cameras that record those traffic violations that you see, right? And, you know, that's, I'm iffy on that. I'm iffy on that because, one, I don't like the cameras anyway. I don't know about the rest of you, but I don't like the cameras because sometimes there's some doubt as to when somebody goes through a red light, for example, or whatever. But just regardless, the idea of cameras all over the place, I don't like it. Some cities have a revenue share with the camera vendors on a per-ticket basis, right, or through other formulas for sharing. So this is outsourcing of a different type. Luckily, they're not outsourcing these automated traffic tickets yet that I know of. There's one company somewhere that's doing it, but overall, they're not outsourcing it overseas, just one with these vendors. But they capture what happened, and then the cops or sheriff's department, whoever, they approve what the violations are, the tickets are issued, and here's what happens. If the cities don't approve enough tickets, they have a ticket quota that can undermine when they when they issue tickets or not. So they have to approve enough tickets. You know that old theory about the reason all of a sudden you're seeing a lot of cops on the access road or they're hiding behind a median somewhere is because they have ticket quotas, which they always deny. So you got 700 places that have 60 million people who outsource the street and highway cameras. They outsource it to some other vendor. And people can argue about the red light cameras because they might say, well, you know what, it saves lives because it deters people from running lights. I don't know. Do you think that's true? Do the red light cameras deter people? And there's information that they're saying backs that up because from 2004 to 2008, in the 14 biggest cities with cameras, what the Institute for Highway Safety, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, is saying is that they saved 159 lives. If the cameras have been operating during that period in all cities with a population of more than 200,000, they say 815 fewer people would have died. But I don't know. Is it? I think it's not completely effective to me. Because here's the other thing that happens, and I've seen this myself three different times. People who are driving, they know the cameras are there, or they're not sure if the cameras are there, and then they panic, and they slam on their brakes because they don't want to run a red light, and they slam into somebody else. So there are certain flaws, I think, in this. And I don't know, I'm not crazy about this market. I mean, it's intersections we're talking about. How many people die at intersections because they run red lights? Is something by having these cameras, these speed cameras, are more people aware of it? Is it creating safety or is it just another big brother? Let's suck some money out of some people and here's how we can do it because then we don't have to have as many cops, and we have a ticket quota with the cameras. I don't know. The lobbyists are everywhere, though, because there were 40 lobbyists who were in the state of Florida, and they were hovering every second that this came up around a bill that would have required some of these areas to come up with longer yellow light times to increase the intersection safety and then just get rid of the red light camera system. So create this light that's longer, there's more time there, and forget having the cat and mouse game of, oh, should we try to slam on the brakes fast enough or run through this or, you know, whatever. I can tell you this, in my family, though, we have gotten 2 red light tickets. One clearly was a problem because it wasn't accurate. It wasn't accurate. And the second one was a stop sign thing. And David, who's listening to us in Texas through the miracle of Pal Talk, says he has 2 of the red light tickets in 2 different cars at the same light, and he's not paying them. He is not paying them. And he says he always stops the red lights, which was the problem with one of our tickets. How were we getting this ticket when it was a stop at a red light? So then that also is my concern, the accuracy of it. And maybe it just goes down to the questions that we're constantly examining here on the show. Too big brotherish? Too much? Don't need it? What's it really preventing? It's, you know what? I'm telling you, maybe not in my lifetime, but eventually we're going to have cameras in the car. It's just going to be an automatic thing installed. So whatever you're doing in the car, it's going to just constantly be on a loop. In case you're texting or doing something else, it'll just be on a loop. And then every once in a while, somebody will come in wearing a funny hat and they'll examine the tape. Mail coming up next.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Red light cams bite the dust. You might not feel the same way. Maybe you think there is a safety thing and people do slow down, and perhaps some do, but I'd really like to see the hard data on that. I really would. Not just some broad strokes from the insurance company, from not the insurance company, but from a group that was set up to talk about insurance. You know, peddle what they're pumping into us. And I don't agree with the red light cameras. I just don't. There's too many of them all over the place. And I think I've seen more of that fright. Almost like people, I've seen this three times, as I said, where somebody stops, tries to stop on a dime, but they can't do it. And it's almost like if it were to go in slow motion when an animal jumps in front of the car, a deer, whatever, and then someone slams on the brakes and you hear that noise and then eventually there's a crunch. Because usually they smash into something. That happened twice of the three. The other one, no big deal. They stopped and burned some rubber, but they didn't hit anything. The other two times, they hit something in front of them. You know, just kind of jabbed it, tapped it, whatever. Wow. All right. Each and every show, I always tell you, please, 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 if you feel the need to vent, or you want to tell me about a daily salute in your own backyard, whatever it might be, or you need the address, you can send a postcard when you're away. Send your postcards to America Tonight. I love postcards. Then what you need to do is shoot us an email. Go to the website, americatonight.net. Click on the email, and bada bing, you are in. So having said that, let's check the mail.
The mail is here.
Woo. Thanks, Homer. All right, we got this one from Bob, who says, Kate, I really dig the music on this show. You guys do a great job. Sometimes I scratch my head because I'm really not sure what the song is. And it's, you know, you play a little short piece of it. And sometimes it's the obvious stuff from the 70s, 80s, or 90s that you can recognize. Yeah, I can't take any credit for that. You're right, the two guys, which he's talking about, Donovan Madsen, and he's talking about Matt Johnson, I'm sure, because those are the two. They're the crew. They're the maestros that make the magic happen here on America Tonight. That's nice. That's nice that people are paying attention to that kind of stuff, for sure. Okay, here's one from Susan in Virginia. Well, that must be our Virginia Beach affiliate, I'm assuming. Anyway, Susan says, what's going on with Romney, Kate? I heard you say that he's up and down in the polls, but still neck and neck with Herman Cain. It's funny you should say that. Romney, I was just seeing this today, actually leads in a CNN Time poll, and they do this polls of poll thing. So on the first four states of the Republican calendar, Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida, he's got it. Now, in case you're curious about Herman Cain, he is a close second. So that's how he's running there. And Rick Perry is usually in third. So here's how this, I mean, here's how this goes down. In Iowa, they're going to hold their caucuses on January 3rd. Romney leads Cain 24 to 21. Close, right? That's within the margin of error. Paul, by the way, Ron Paul, a lot of us like his ideas, he came in third at 12%. New Hampshire, they're going to hold the first in the nation primary on January 10th. Romney has a big lead in the poll at 40%. Cain at 13, with Paul right behind him at 12. And we're going to be there in New Hampshire. We're hoping to be able to broadcast from that. We're making plans to do this. We should be at the first primary on January 10th with America Tonight. That'll be interesting. Be very, very interesting stuff, I think. Stay tuned, because those numbers are apt to flip around just a little bit. Let's go to David in Texas. Hey, David, I bet you have some thoughts on some red light cameras.
Yes, President Delaney, I do.
And what do you think? Do you not like them like me, and you think that they're not always accurate?
Well, you know how they show on the internet that, and they show it on TV that you can edit video.
Yeah.
The two videos that I actually saw online looked like they were edited, so that they could get some money.
Oh, that's not good.
So, you know, and I, they're like, no, well, you're going to have to go to the judge. I'm like, I ain't going to no judge, and I'm not paying you any money. $75 here in Dallas-Fort Worth area, running a red light.
Wow.
Except over, well, actually in Fort Worth, I think it's more than that now. But over here, it's $75 in Dallas County for running a red light, and if you don't pay it by the time they want you to pay it, it goes up to $100. And then, of course, they threaten you with not being able to register your vehicle and yada, 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 yada. And I've actually registered two vehicles since I got those two tickets. The two vehicles that I got tickets in. Of course, I don't own those vehicles anymore. If you look on my profile, Kate, you'll see that I got a brand new truck, four-door.
I did see it. It's pretty. It's nice.
Yeah, it had 83 miles on it, and now it's just went through its first oil change. It's got a little, like, 3,200 on it now. It had 83 miles on it when I got it.
That's crazy. That's a good deal, 82 miles.
Yeah, it is. Well, I mean, they gave me, I found out that they sold my trade-in for $4,000, and they gave me $1,000 on it. And then, of course, they gave me $3,000 in manufacturer rebate. But by the time, they added tax, title, and license and everything, it was $2,000 less than what was on the sticker.
Yeah.
That's the payoff right now.
Yeah,
and I made one payment. I got one more payment to go on it. So, you know, and
that's good.
I stop at all lights.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And as far as, by the way, we're supposed to be having our primary, Republican primary here in Dallas, aren't we, this week?
Yes.
Or for a couple weeks?
Coming up, couple weeks, not this week, no.
Well, my mother apparently.
Get registered to vote.
I'm already registered to vote, so.
Okay, there you go.
I've been registered to vote for a long time now. And by the way, I love the fact that you play Another One Bites the Dust because that is Obama's exiting song. And it's also all the other Republican nominations that are out there. That's going to be their exiting song because, I hate to tell you. Oh, by the way, you need to check online. There is a rendition of the song. In fact, a gentleman that made the song, Cocaine,
mm-hmm.
they actually made it into Go Kane. It's an unofficial song for Herman Cain.
Go Kane. All right. Somebody told me that.
Instead of Cocaine, like the old song, the old classic song, it's Go Kane.
Yeah.
That
makes sense. You have time, by the way. Don't panic. You have time, by the way, before the whole thing with the primary and everything else. Just make sure that you're registered and your mom's registered and whatever. I mean, that's the key thing here. But you got the presidential primaries that are coming up in 2012. As I said, New Hampshire, which we're broadcasting live from New Hampshire, that's the first one, and then we go from there, because there's always, New Hampshire always has to be first, always. How'd they get that they bully their way in line, and they're always first, and it's just, well, this is history, so this is how we get to do it, all right, you know, whatever. Hey, thanks for the call, David, appreciate that. He stops at all the red lights. Yep, how about that? And the, caucuses and the primary dates, we're going to post them on the website for a lot of people. But, of course, you have Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina that will check in January through March. And then you go the middle of March to the end of March, and then you go into April. And then once you get to April 1st of 2012, all of the contests there are winner takes all. You know, you forget about the whole delegate thing, basically. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net.